everyone. It's April the 28th, 2024, and I have words of the Lord from today. And I'm just going to say a quick prayer and get started. Thank you, Father, for pouring your spirit out, Lord, for guiding and directing our steps, our hearts, our thoughts, our minds. I pray that this message goes out to every ear and heart that needs to hear it, Lord. I pray that they bring it right back to you for discernment, understanding, and revelation. I plead the blood of Jesus over my brothers, my sisters, their homes, their families, their jobs, their children, their coming and their going, Father God. I pray over the lost, the lukewarm, and the confused, that they would not lean on their own understanding, but come to you wholeheartedly, body, mind, and soul. I give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. This message is from today, April the 28th, 2024. Speak my words, child, that my harvesters may know my way and my will. Tell them what I've taught you, how I make a way where there is no way, how I heal the hearts of the brokenhearted. Many are the afflictions of this world, but I heal and I make a way where there is no way. I light the path in the darkness. I give wisdom and knowledge along the path. Peace and joy in the healing. Tell them about your Jesus. The lost will be found. The brokenhearted will be healed. How can you relate if you've never gone through it or felt their pain? My ways are higher, child. Do you see the big picture? I tell you, Jesus came in the flesh, shed his blood, that his people would follow him and put down this world. Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the Lion of Judah. Hear him roar. Speak my words to the lost and the found, child. Tell them about your Jesus, how I make a way where there is no way. My ways are higher. Who can know them? Seek my heart, children, before destruction and calamities. Know my ways, know my will. I am the God of impossible. I make the impossible possible. The afflictions of the righteous are many, but count it all joy. The Lord delivers them out of it. My ways are higher than your understanding. I break and rebuild. My ways, my purpose. Come now, my faithful, I will show you my grace. I guide the hearts to know my will. I direct those steps, those hearts. Seek my ways, my children. I give good gifts. Tell them I love them and I came to set them free, that they would pick up their cross and be set free. Come follow me, the way, the truth, and life. Count it all joy, my children. Nothing is in vain but a lesson learned. Seek my heart. I will show myself in your life. Hold my hand. I will guide you. Well done, my child. In all things, you have been faithful with little. I will bless you with much. Hear my words, child. Tell them, who do they say I am? Do they know their Abba? Do they know my ways? Tell them, pray for my will. I will show them the lighted path in the darkness. Tell them about your Jesus. I make a way where there is no way. Count it all joy, my children. There is always darkness before the light. I light your path. Come follow me. Healing in the broken. Count it all joy, my children. I give peace in the chaos. I am your only way, your only truth. Come follow me. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, the way, the truth, the life. Hold my hand. I will create in you a clean heart. And this is the end of the message. And he is if you go through the message, down at the bottom, I noticed that there is a transcript on every message. So go back and reread this and hear what he's saying. Count it all joy in all things that we go through. He breaks and rebuilds. So no matter what we've gone through, what our past has been, he rebuilds us from the inside out. He teaches us love where there is no love. He teaches us healing where there's brokenness. And he, without him, I don't know where I would be, honestly. Like, he heals us from the inside out. And we don't realize when we're lost, there's a void always, and he's put this in all of us. There's a void, and only he can fill that void. We can look for it in other people, in partying, in having a good time, entertainment, whatever, it doesn't matter. But you can have everything in the world and still have that void. At the end of the day, you still have that void, and that's the void of his love. He heals us, he rebuilds us. And without him, we don't have anything. But when we have him, we have everything we need. So seek the Lord with all of your heart, mind, and soul. He is our everything. He's our provider, he's our father, he's our healer. He is our guiding light. In the darkness, in this world, every day it seems like it's getting darker and darker. But if you have him, you have peace. And if you don't have peace, pray for peace. Pray for supernatural peace. He will give you all that you ask for if it's his will. And he wants you to live in peace. He wants love for you. He wants the broken to be healed, but he works on it in his way. His ways are higher. So take this message to the Lord. Pray for discernment, understanding, and revelation, and get in your Bibles. Pray, read, worship, and fast. I love you guys. You guys are so awesome. You were so encouraging with your words and all your love. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a good night, and see you tomorrow.